welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Hallelujah. Such a great month, December, to use Christmas as an opportunity to shine. As a scripture, I can't remember where it is. I think it's in 1 or 2 Peter, maybe Philippians, but it's in there. That says, you should shine like stars as you hold out the word of life. Amen. So what a time of year to be stars. One of the reasons I've got this star up here is because I'm reclaiming it. Because so many people have associated this with something not to do with Christianity at all. It's a Christian symbol that's just hijacked by others. And I want people who come here through this summer, even during the week you can see the white star. But at every event, they're going to remember they were at an event where that was at the front. And they'll think of Jesus and they'll think of Christmas rather than any other message. You know, I've got some friends, they're great friends, and one of them likes, or both of them like to wear that symbol around their neck for a completely different reason. But I often tease them, it's great to see you wearing a symbol of the 5 wounds of Jesus around your neck to remind you of our opportunity to be saved. They do get a little fed up with me mentioning that, but you know, I do it. Hallelujah. We mustn't let the light, the darkness, snuff out the light. You know, it's like another great symbol of God's promise, the rainbow. Other people are trying to use it as their own. Well and good to them, but actually it's a promise. It's a sign of God's faithfulness. And we're going to keep that meaning as well. We won't just say, oh, well, somebody else is using that. We'll move on to something else. No, let's take back the land. Let's take back the ground. Hallelujah. Didn't Andrew read that passage so well this morning? He's not here, so you can clap him if you like, but he's up there right now. I think he's Joseph. But, he read it so well. It was so expressive. And it's the last line I just want to... Well, no, there's a couple of things I want to mention. Just towards the end, let me read just the end again. So the angel is speaking to Mary, and he's telling her that you're going to have a child who is going to be called the Son of God. And he tells her about her relative, Elizabeth, who's obviously going to be giving birth to John the Baptist. And he says, the angel says to Mary, for nothing is impossible with God. And then Mary says, having been told something that is completely impossible, that she was pregnant and with child when she hasn't been with a man, says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. And what I like about Mary here is there's such a sense of determination. Because she's received the message by faith, she's going to be obedient to it, and like all of us, she's going to falter at times. We all falter, but she's determined to walk with this. And this word, she knows at this point, this word is going to cost her. Once it's found out amongst her family, and even worse, amongst the people she lives amongst, that she is pregnant before she's married, in that culture, that was going to cause her a lot of trouble. And yet this was God's word to her. But nothing is impossible, she says. She receives this word from God, even though it's going to cause her trouble. And I thought this morning as I was praying, how often, if we get a prophetic word spoken over us, do we rejoice because it's going to be good? I wonder how often we would rejoice if we had a word from God that we knew was going to cause trouble. Would we be saying with Mary, nothing is impossible with God. May it be to me as you have said. That's going to cause me a lot of trouble, but it's God's will, so I'm going for it. And that, if nothing else, is one reason it's worth remembering Mary with that candle this morning, pointing the way to Jesus. But I want us to grab hold of that attitude of Mary there. I mean, she must have been a remarkable woman for God to choose her for the task that she was about to do. So I guess it's good to look to her as an example for that. But I want us to take some time today. We're going to do this morning slightly differently, to think about words that God has spoken to us. We're going to just look at this year. That's all. The first person to speak this year was Nigel. He's been raptured. He was there between you two. He's with the kids, is he? The very first person in the year to speak to the church was Nigel Fraser. And he said, we've got to jump right in there. I think that was about the title of his talk. Let's jump right on in. And then throughout the year, and I'm just really at this moment thinking of, for the purposes of what we're going to do, words that have been spoken here on a Sunday. Now, not everybody here this morning has been here all year, or this might even be your very first morning. So don't worry about that, because it's still going to apply that you can reflect on this year. I mean, it's the time of year. You know, there'll be the inevitable endless TV programs of the top 50 of the top 50 of the top 50 of the top 50 programs of the 80s and the 90s and the decade. And, you know, there's just so many, isn't there, this time of year? And I must admit, there's a little bit of guiltiness in me that I do over Christmas. Those are some of the ones I actually sit and watch some of them and you think, oh, yeah, I remember that. One of the problems might be that you're thinking, I can't really remember what words were spoken. You can cheat a little bit because you can go online and look at the podcasts. Yes, Nigel Fraser, 8th of January, jump in with both feet. But as I was looking through them, I thought, I'm not sure the titles will always jog your memory. The following week was Brian Ward with Press the Pause Button. The following week was David Thomas, Cages, Callings and Dreams. What a talk, what a title, Dave. Stacey Begin, Begin was next, and she spoke on Begin with the First Step. Then it was me, A Certain Place, then Clive Urquhart, The Supernatural Kingdom. So I'm not sure always, it's going to remind you, that it was me, Come and See, Denise Moore, A Purposeful Journey, Adrian Moore, Get Out of the Boat. And you think, every person that speaks up here, and that's interesting, isn't it, all those different people just reading through the list that have spoken here, every one of us, by faith, believes that we're bringing something from God to the people here. And so if you think about it, we need to be like Mary. Well, nothing is impossible with God. May it be to me as the Lord has said. So in a short while, and I know it might be, you know, it's not to put anybody on the spot or to embarrass anyone, because if you this moment said, well, what did Adrian Moore say on the 2nd of April when he spoke on Get Out of the Boat? I can't remember. I might not have even been there. That's how badly I can't remember. I bet you can't remember. You could put a pretty good idea. It might be about walking on the water or something. I don't know. Yeah. Then Alex Bryan spoke on Respond Well. I spoke on Resurrection, so that must have been Easter. Denise Moore, The Promise of Joy Overflowing. Paul Abel, Chew on That. I mean, what was that? I don't remember. If you're one of those really organized people that takes notes on Sunday morning, that's a very good thing to do. And you've got those notes with you this morning. You do have permission, just for this limited period, to feel slightly superior. Elka then spoke on Keep Going. Richard Hartnell spoke on What is Tov? Apparently, on this particular... You do remember that one? Well, that's interesting you say that, because of all the talks in the year, according to iTunes, that is the most popular. Huh. I'll have words with Richard when he's back. The second most popular talk was the week after, which is Quantum Mechanics and the Trinity. That was a slightly unusual one. Then I spoke on An Invitation to Music and Dancing, which was following that on, wasn't it? Brian Blacklock, I bet you remember this one, Pass the Baton. Shona spoke on Now Is Our Time. I was away for that one. Then me, See To It, Juliet Corner, I Will Be With You, Hit the Mark, Alex again, Where Am I Sowing? It's amazing, really. John Begin, Taking Authority, Shona Ward again, Shamelessly Audacious. I think that might have been a word. If that one doesn't come up in your group, it will be sad. Do you know what? 24th of September, I don't actually remember what this was. The title is Not Threatened by Dinglehoppers. Not Threatened by Dinglehoppers. What on earth did I say?
Can't remember.
You see, Claire has The Journey Ahead. Plain. You still don't really know what she was talking about, but it looks, you know, that you can get an idea. Dave Thomas, There Has to Be a Cry. Helena Croft, Count Me In. Anyway, I'll stop there. What a variety of people speaking. Seeing you thought it was me every week. But what have we done with that? So that's all we're going to do for the rest of this week. For those of you that are part of Kingdom Faith, you can talk about what God has said to you. But really, I'm trying to get what God has said to us. What do you think are key words from the year that we need to remember going into 2018. You might not remember what dingle hoppers were, so we can drop that one. But maybe there was something in that talk that you remember. Or maybe you don't remember when it was taught. Or maybe even it was just something that God said to you this year, and it wasn't on a Sunday morning. I mean, I'm talking about Sunday mornings because we're here on a Sunday. And if you're not part of Kingdom Faith, please join in the conversation and say what you've heard this year or what you believe you've been taught this year. Maybe you're not yet a follower of Jesus, but you will still have learnt things this year. And you can still share your experience of the year as you talk with one another. And just say, well, this is what I've discovered in 2017. The only one caveat I'm going to put on all of our discussions is I want them to be in the spirit of Mary. And that spirit of Mary said, nothing is impossible. May it be to me as God has said. So we're going to bring it from a position of faith. Even if we're struggling to say, I don't know, I can't see how that's going to happen. Let's talk faith to one another. Not, I don't see how that's ever going to happen, because that won't help any one another. In other words, we're going to be preaching effectively to one another because we're going to speak faith to one another. So if we had enough space on iTunes, we would have to list all of you for the rest of this morning. But yeah, I mean, maybe you haven't been in church a lot of this year. It doesn't matter. There'll be something you can share about your experience, even if it was a negative experience. Well, what have I learned through this year? Okay? So I would suggest groups of around 5, 6, mess the chairs up completely, even move around the room, and just form in little groups. And we're going to take about 15 minutes to do that. Don't move yet. It's very bad teacher mode to tell the children what to do before they have to do it. You know, that's my old teaching background. Shouldn't have done that at all. After we've done that time, we'll have a little bit of feedback. Dave and John are going to have a couple of microphones and bomb around the room getting some comments. I think it's Dave and John anyway. From different people, because we'll ask each group just to share back a little bit. But I'll tell you more of that at 5:30. And I don't think we'll get through every group this morning, but there will be an opportunity just for some to share. So, 15 minutes, ready, steady, get preaching, get sharing, get talking. Mess those chairs up. So, as I said earlier, the first word of the year was from Nigel Fraser, and he spoke on Jump to It, which was an attitude of just getting in there. So as you're discussing now, make sure that the discussion is also going to God has said this in his word. So what has changed? You see, Mary's life by accepting that word was changed. And it wasn't just all good either. I mean, it was the ultimate, really, to be asked to become the mother of Jesus. But it was still going to be at tremendous cost. Sometimes God's words come at cost. But talk about what has changed, or what response you think you've made, or perhaps you're still at the point of what response you want to make so that you step forward. Because James talks about that if we hear the word and don't do it, it's like looking in a mirror and going away and forgetting what we look like. You know, it's that kind of air of stupidity, I suppose. So be thinking also now about, well, what word have we heard that is changing? Or what do you see has changed? So we haven't got that much longer, another 5 minutes or so, but try and have that kind of an angle to it. So we're coming, that's 15 minutes. But one last task in the group then. And it might be quite hard because some of the groups are large, but the one last task is for the group to choose a scripture, a verse, that they want to bring back to the whole group as something that they think is significant for us as a church, if you're in a group of mostly people who are from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, or if you're not, maybe a verse that you think is important to the people of God right now. Maybe they're the same thing. Probably they are. So one verse, if you really can't get down to one, two, but that's it. Two scriptures that you think are going to be significant, and not one that's a chapter long, you know, one that's just a short number of a verse or two will be ideal. Okay, so Let's start with Jossie, dealing into a group. Dave, if you go and get a group ready for your turn. You see, now last time I said no leaders, so that's why I did. But anyway, go on, Brian.
Yeah, in our group, really summed up the whole year was the shameless audacity. The Spirit of the Lord is on me in Luke 4, 18, because he has anointed us to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent us to proclaim freedom to the captives. So that was really the verse that that came throughout the whole group, really, that shameless audacity and that Spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
There might be other groups that got the same one. To me, that was a very significant word of the year.
To add to that as well, we felt that summed up that because it tied into the identity things that we've been looking at previously, yes. And also moving into the boldness that have been coming in recently as well. So yeah, it's an encapsulation of everything in one.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Okay, Dave, what have we got with you? Identity.
We remembered three awesome people. Well, four really, because Elka, who talked about running a triathlon and not giving up. Davey Thomas, who... I forgot what you talked about, Dave, now it's gone.
It was a very memorable talk, though.
A heart cry, something from your heart, yeah. And Richard Stamper, who talked about compassion. But the scripture we got was, nothing is impossible with God. How are we going to have a church of 2,000 people? Because Pastor Paul said that nothing is impossible with God.
Not me. Nothing is impossible with God, absolutely. Which I can look up over here. Luke 1, 37. Back over to Jossie then.
Hello, hi. It looks like I've been nominated.
Well,
the scripture, in fact, I came up with this, was be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you, mm-hmm. which I think is from Joshua. Is it chapter 1, chapter 2? One of those.
It is.
One of those two.
God says it's
beginning.
Joshua a few times. It's in Joshua's chapter 1 and chapter 2, anyway.
Okay, we'll go for one of those two. Can I give you an example why it came to me?
Yep.
This week, I'll speak on behalf of my good lady who's in the room somewhere, Teresa. Teresa had a meeting with the local MP this week, and she was invited by Family Fund to give us sort of to personalise really how Family Fund has helped families. Now, she went with the management team, including the chief executive, and that morning we're having a little chat. I could tell she was a little nervous, anxious. And I said, Teresa, let's stop talking. I'm going to pray for you. And we both had a real peace about it, that she would communicate, get the message across clearly, and really just get the message she wanted over to this person, to the MP. So anyway, I spoke to her later in the day, and she said it went really well. You know, I managed to get my points across. The chief executive of Family Fund said, I was really pleased with you. You were very articulate, and I'm sure he remembered what you said rather than what I said to him. So it was one of those moves. You know, she had a choice whether to go or not, and she did. And I felt that we can at times be talking around things a lot instead of just saying, okay, let's just leave this with God. Let's pray, and I do it as well, and you know, we've done it in the past together, but just... let's stop talking and let's leave it with God. So that was pretty amazing, really. So this opportunity, and it was a step of boldness, really, by Teresa in particular to take that opportunity.
Okay. Praise God.
Thank you.
So be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you, and then trust him that he's with you. let's go to Dave then, which is Roy.
One of the verses we had was Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, when Nigel brought it up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. We thought that sort of summed up the year.
So did your group feel that that's something we're doing?
To answer that, I think one of the first things I brought up was the shamelessly audacious bit that we had in the days of favour was just a massive turning point for the whole church, and certainly for me in particular. But if you like, going forward, to try and answer your sort of question, or at least half your question, I think going forward into 2018, we need to get more shameless and more audacious, and it really hasn't got to stop with the days of favour. It's something that we need to continue on, getting absolutely, 100% more audacious and more shameless, and just never stop with it, because we serve a big God, and he can answer all those incredible sort of things that we said at days of favour, and much more besides.
Praise God.
I think for us as well, we said about how Pastor Jonathan and yourself as well, when you preached, that scripture in Revelation 3, wake up, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of God, and the 12 cups about coming to communion, but remembering that before we come to communion and sharing that forgiveness comes before that, and not allowing the enemy to come in and allow us to be resentful with each other, or if there is any of that, then we actually come to forgive before we come to communion. And that kind of not listening to the enemy, but waking up and doing what he wants us, what God wants us to do.
Oh, praise God. Right, looking at time, we'll do two more groups. If your group's particularly keen to share, be bold at grabbing Jossie or David. Okay, so one on each side. And we'll go over to Jossie for penultimate one.
Hey, ours was Psalm 23:4. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy Amen. Rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
And it boils down to basically realising that you're not alone, and that God is by your side, and sometimes you've got to learn to stand back and listen more.
It's good. Good reminder. Thank you. It's easy to forget, isn't it? As a people living in victory, that we also walk through the shadow. Over to that group there then, with David.
Unsurprisingly, two scriptures. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. The other scripture is from Numbers 23:19. God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? The general thread within the group here is that we've all had challenges this year, but God's reminded us of effectively those scriptures, and the majority of the group here have changed for the simple reason they've been serving, and they found that by serving, giving a bit of your time, it goes a long way, and blessings have come in as a result. There's been all sorts of stuff that's been happening, but generally that is the common thread. Challenges, but you then serve, you think, okay, God speaks these scriptures, you answer, and you then find that by serving you get blessed.
Praise God. Wow, what a good list. I think if I was going to add anything to it personally, in terms of theme anyway, I would add this one. Community. I think God has spoken to us a lot about being people together. You see, even in the reflection we've done just now, there's two ways to reflect, and it's good to reflect on what God is saying and how we're responding to that. You can reflect on your own at home, and that is a good and right thing to do. But also, it's good to reflect with others, because we're not supposed to be doing this alone. And actually, the word can be impossible if we think we've got to complete it all by ourselves. This is why God places us in family and all together. The other one that I think stood out to me from days of favour were two things that God's calling us to be. Yeah, a people of prayer and fasting. And it's a real, if you remember, the prophetic word to us was to have that time of prayer and fasting. And we realized that in amongst the things that God had stolen from us, that was one that we had let go of, that we would have that particular, not only that we would be a people of, something that we do regularly, but that we would at the beginning of our year, which for us is often September. It's kind of how we start a new year after a summer break. That we have those days of favor, but we pick up that mantle of it being a time of prayer and a time of fasting. God introduced that to us really this year, didn't he? And the challenge was to not let go of that and not to criticize or bring condemnation. I would expect a lot of us around the room, through one thing and another, have not picked up the mantle of fasting regularly. And so I'd offer that challenge up there as well to all of us, including myself, that we continue in that, but also that we do that to prepare for next September when we have a special time of prayer and fasting. There's many more of us that are ready to be able to do a 3 or 5 day fast seriously before God, seeking his face, that his kingdom will be established in our lives, in this community, and in our community of Scarborough and the villages and towns around us. So, but some great things. I mean, the fasting and prayer goes so well with shameless audacity and boldness. And I think Joss's point was brilliant. All of this boldness, audacity, trusting God, walking through the shadows, even the wake up, comes from what God said the year before, which was an awful lot, in fact the 2 years before, about who we are in Christ and knowing our identity. We can't let go of that. Because if we let go of the fact that he considers us his masterpiece, it's very hard to do any of that, because we'll be full of shame. We'll think we're not good enough. And the answer is, well, without Christ, we are covered in shame and not good enough. But in Christ, nothing is impossible. Okay? I hope you enjoyed that chance to talk about one another, about some of the things that God has said. I know it wasn't enough time, but hopefully we can continue that amongst ourselves when we meet up. But have a great week. And see you whenever you're around for all the different things that are happening. If you get to carol singing, have a great carol singing session. But otherwise, see you next week at God Encounter on Nativity. Be totally blessed.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.